Entrance. For comparison's sake, imagine these rocks as overthrown from the core, as the eggs of the earth, rolled and revolved by time, nagged at by air, then suspended in ice, and shunted westwards in the general flow at the pace of knowledge, glacially slow. It's lunchtime now, with sunlight lazing on benches and quarried slabs, reglazing the library doors. So exit the vault of gilded words, leave the bullion of rare thoughts, and enter the dial of privacy, the captured orbit of privet and brick, where the eight eggs of the earth fetched up after billions of hours, each one now etched with a halfway visible human form. And yet these bodies are neither hatched nor born. Look closely. They seem to be clinging on with gecko fingers and toes, or climbing in, shouldering, burrowing, tunnelling through to the inside, showing the way, as though by doing the same we might follow them home. They circle us, turning our minds to stone.